Last time I spoke to you, you were touring with the Lynch Mob, and you were just beginning to work on your solo record. So where are you now? How do you feel?
I feel okay. I mean, the album is done. It comes out on September 9th, next Tuesday, September 9th. We have physical copies and iTunes and all the internet stuff. You can download it. So, yeah, I'm excited. I guess it's not we're anymore. I guess it's just me, kind of.
So, I mean, you had a lot going on during this entire experience. You left one band, you joined another band, and now that. Like, how did you find the time to get all of this stuff done?
Well, I mean, it's been a while since I left. I left Electric Sister, it's coming up on 2 years, but I recorded my solo album was recorded in October of last year, and then the whole Lynch Mob thing took about 3 months out of that, but that didn't really go anywhere. So it took this long just to get, the artwork and all the stuff that goes along with putting out a record. I needed a lot of help. It was hard to get all that stuff done. So lucky to have a lot of friends help me out. So
speaking of friends helping you out, man, your supporting band is pretty awesome. I mean, you have the drummer from Lit. I mean, how cool is that? How did that all come together?
He plays in a band called the Cornfed Project, with a friend of mine, Matthew, and Electric Sister just played a bunch with them, and so, and then Dennis Hill, the producer of my record, he's friends with Nate, and so, Nate came down and had never heard the songs and nailed all 11 of the songs in about a day. I think it maybe a day and a half, but he was done in a day and a half, and that guy's top-notch. He's super great, super awesome.
How did you feel the first time you heard the entire, like, mastered version of the CD? Like, the whole album, mastered, done. What was, like, the first thing that popped into your head?
Oh, this isn't too bad. That's kind of what I love. That's pretty good,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Because we didn't do a lot of pre-production on it. So, Dennis Hill, the producer, he went through the songs and he knew the songs, and we worked on them a little bit, but it seemed like we actually kind of, all the magic took place, like, immediately in the studio. Whatever we were doing for pre-production, it was a couple of arrangements, but when you've never heard a song with loud guitars or guitar solos or drum fills, you never hear a song like that, and then all of a sudden you do it in the studio. It's a shocker, It's a shocker.
What song do you think, for people that have never heard you sing before, do you think is most indicative of what you bring to the table musically? I mean, because you're different. You're a singer, songwriter, and a guitarist.
Of my vocals on that album, I guess the Nude Land I sing pretty well on that track, the Nude Land. I sing pretty well on that one, yeah. I don't know if it's not really that soft, but I can sing soft, but that one's got a lot of fire in it, so I like that song.
How was that song written? What was the creative process behind that?
That song was, it was written on my bed. And and then, you get an idea, and then, it kind of morphed. It changed a bunch, but it seems like songs, for me, I don't write them immediately. I write a little bit of them, and then they sit around, and then I play with them for a long time, and and then they just kind of take form and shape over a period of months. I don't just write songs really quickly, but I write a lot, but they're never fully realized until months down the road, So that's the same way with the Nude Land, that's what happened. So
were there any like moments in your life that kind of like triggered the writing process for that song?
No, never. Nothing. Things that happen in my life that are supposed to be awesome or not awesome at all, they don't have really anything to do with my writing, I feel like. The writing just keeps going. I'm always kind of writing. I always have to. That's just how it is. I don't, you know, certain situations don't usually make me want to write more. That's just not, I'm usually always kind of writing something.
You should be a journalist. That's almost like the way a journalist writes, because, I mean, people ask me all the time, you know, do you ever get writer's block? And I'm like, no, there's always stuff to write. And they're like, oh, well, what if this happens? Nope, got to write every day. You know, it's like, it's kind of like my job. It's cool that I didn't know musicians kind of did that too.
Well, actually, it's not me actually writing, like, with pen and paper. It's me, I'll have a guitar and I get, you know, I'll get a chorus of a song in my head. And that chorus will stay, and I'll get a chorus on a guitar, and I'll get a phrase that I like. And that phrase and that chorus and maybe a guitar lick will stay with me for months until it becomes something that I think is cool. You know, if I think, you know what I mean? Like, but that's constantly going on. You know, that's how it is. I just have a lot of ideas constantly going on. So if I couldn't do that, it'd be a bummer, because I probably wouldn't have the album Utopian Society. You know, that's how that worked out. So,
how do you want this album to be remembered? You know how people are, like, they go in on iTunes, you know, or they go into the record store, and after a couple of years, albums always have, like, kind of like that label, like, oh, that's that album, or that's, oh, this album. How do you want people to kind of look at this album in the next couple of years and look back on it?
I mean, I'm hoping, I believe that rock is just way too heavy right now. I think the pendulum swings every decade or so, and I think the pendulum needs to swing back to being just a little bit more like, oh, that album's cool because it's not aggressive. It doesn't bother you enough to be being aggressive, but it's also not so soft that you think it's like soft rock. I just feel like everybody's really hard these days, and it's like, dude, what, you don't want to put a ballad on your album? It's like, why don't you want a ballad on your album? You know? It's like, ballads are cool. You just got to do them in an interesting way. You know, I with my last band, we were so tough that I got enough of that feeling of testosterone. You know, I got it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted a little bit of that on this record, just enough, you know, to make it like a record that's fully rounded instead of so just one-sided, you know. And I hope, I don't know how a kid would hear this. He'd be like, you know, that's a bunch of fluff, but I don't know. It's a well-rounded album. I don't know if someone would go into a record store and say, oh, I like that album. It's very well-rounded. I don't know if they'd say that, That's how I think of it.
So. In all fairness, I loved, like, Electric Sisters' album. It was, said, super tough, like, balls to the wall the entire time.
Right.
I couldn't imagine them doing, like, a Skid Row, like, I Remember You or something like that. Just not going to happen, you know?
That's the beauty about it. It's not supposed to happen like that. It wasn't it's supposed to be that. And I don't take anything away from that. It's just when I'm doing my own thing, it can't be, I'm not trying to be that, you know, that was already that vibe in that album, and to redo that would be impossible, you know, it's impossible. Those guys, everyone who played on that record was phenomenal, so it's like, I don't want to repeat that. That's not where my head's at, you know.
I gotcha. What's some of your comfort music, like, you know, when you're just chilling around the house? Like, what do you listen to just, like, kind of mellow out?
Well, what's in my car right now is, right now I have, there's a Satyricon, which is a black metal band the only black metal band I listen to. I have their new one in my car. I have Fleetwood Mac Tusk.
Nice.
Which is the second record, which I think the critics kind of panned, but I just think is just super good. And then, what else is in my car? Jason Isbell is in my car, Southeastern. He's a singer-songwriter, country guy. And, High on Fire, Snakes of the Divine, which is an older one, but that's just in my car right now.
It's pretty eclectic. It's pretty well-rounded, as you said.
I don't drive around going, rah! I mean, it's like, I like that, and I am that. I love that, but, you know, it's okay to have the whole other dimension of music. There's so much not for me to enjoy that, you know?
So what...
Oh, I have a Michael Jackson CD in my car. I have Bad in my car right now.
Nice. Who's Bad?
Who's Bad? Hella good.
How are you going to support this album over the next couple of months? Like, what's the tour look like? You know, what else is on the agenda?
Just trying to book shows and just play out. That's about all we're trying to do right now. I'm trying to get really solidify the band right now. And then we'll start playing, and then maybe do a couple videos or something, get one video down, and that's about it, and then maybe go back in the studio end of next year. But, you know, just playing live is basically what we're focusing on, is what the guys that I'm trying to play with are focusing on. So,
what do you think you bring to the table in a live venue that people don't get to see or hear in on a CD?
You know, I kind of have a hard time controlling myself live, so I think I sing very focused on this album, but I think live I don't quite sing as focused, and I should, but I think it's a little more entertaining when I'm not as on point and a little more excited and jacked up, so probably me just jumping around a bit more is usually what the live shows consist of, but I'll try to sing a little bit more on this when we start doing shows, for sure.
Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners that we haven't touched base on about the new record?
No, I think that I think all the listeners that you're listening to this thing should listen to this record. Give it a shot. I think it's a good record for where all of music's at right now. For rock. Rock isn't the biggest thing in the world right now, and this is just a straight up rock record that rocks and then gets soft and rocks again and gets soft. And I think that that's kind of missing. So I'm hoping that people will give it a chance because of those things. So